Okay. To, I think it was Gabe's question yesterday, how Sfaradim Paskin on Nihuge Velus for an Onein. So I looked in the Chazon Avadia, and he assumes that Sfaradim also Paskin like the Ramban in practice. He quotes many sources among Sfaradi Poskim. Then Nihuge Velus are indeed Noheg for an Onein per the qualifications of the Ramban. Okay. Today, we're going to move on to the sugya of Nimsar Lekasafim, Achzaras Panim, and Meis Biracheres, which all somehow interrelate. If you look in Sif Gimel in the Mechaber, Shimim Aleph Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Malkim Shenogim Shekasafim Biuchadim Lehotzi Ameis. So where there's a minhag that there are special designated individuals, Kasafim, Milash, and Kasef, holding on the shoulder, who are involved in Hatzaras Ameis, what we would probably call the Chaver Kedisha, as we'll see. And the practice was that the Krovim would do whatever Asek they needed to do and then hand over the mace to the Kasafim, and the Kasafim would take care of the Klura from there. Mishamasru Lahem, Mutarma Krovim Babasar V'yayin. From that point of handing over the mace to the Kasafim, the Krovim are Mutar Babasar V'yayin. Even if the mace is still in the house, but the kasafim is taken over, at that point, the krovim, the onanim, are mutarim bibasar v'yayin. That is the lashon of the mechaber. Where does this come from? So this is based on Yerushalmi that the Ramban quotes, as well as Tosfos and Brachos quotes on Yechesim and Aleph. Lashon of Yerushalmi, third paragraph of Brachos, is Nimsar l'Rabim Ochel Basar V'Shos Yayin. If the mace is given over to the Rabim, then the Onanim are Mutar B'Basar V'Yayin. L'Kasafim K'Mishin Nimsar l'Rabim. And if the mace is given over to the professional Kasafim, then that is the same din as Nimsar l'Rabim, which means that the Onanim are Mutarim B'basar v'yayin. I'll read the Pnei Moshe because it's on the page. Pnei Moshe says, Nimsa l'rabim sheyis asku bo. If you give over the mace to the rabbin to be osik in such a way, presumably that it absolves the onanim from any further responsibilities, bala mimenu din haninus, and nimsa l'ksafim shenosim oso al hamita. Okay. So what exactly are the parameters in practice of Nimsar Lekasafim? The Chachmas Adam writes in Klal Kufnun Gimel, Sifkatan Gimel, Klal Kufnun Gimel, Sifkatan Gimel, that our use of a Chaver Kedisha is the functional halachic equivalent to Nimsar Lekasafim. And therefore, once you give over the mace to the Chaver Kedisha, an onein would be mutar b'basar v'yayin. The Chacham is on the right. If it's true that the onein is mutar b'basar v'yayin, then it's pashut that they're mutar b'tfila u'brachos, etc. Because why should that be any different? If we're saying that the onenim no longer have the restrictions of aninus of basar v'yayin, they shouldn't have the restrictions of isurei mitzvah bracha as well. And therefore, so long as the Chaver Kedisha takes charge of the Krura, it's no longer considered to be mutal on the Krovim. And even if they're in the same bias, as the Mechaber writes, the Krovim, the Onanim, would now be Mutar Basar V'Yayin and Mutarim, and perhaps Mechuyavim, in Mitzvos and Brachos. And therefore, the Chacham Sadeh writes that he doesn't like common practice. He says, Lo Yafeh Osim Ha'onanim, who continued to be Noheg, the restrictions of Aninus until after Krura. Chachma Zazen thinks, once you give things over to the Chaver Kedisha, once you empower the Chaver Kedisha to deal with all the details of Krura, so at that point, you become Mechuyav in Tvila. He says it's true that sometimes, even after you give it to the Chaver Kedisha, there may still be some negotiations about a Malkum Kvura, and then it's not covered a mace to do mitzvahs and recite brachos. or you're involved in hesped or something like that. But at least in certain circumstances, the Chacham Sadeh thinks, once the Chevra Kedisha takes over, and in reality, the Onanim have no need to be involved in any further decisions about the Kfura, then they should be Mechuyavim in Mitzvos at that point. Piskei Tshuva and Sifchas and Kaf Aleph quotes a note to Yehuda that disagrees to a large extent. In application, no Yehuda Tinyana Yoredei Reish Yod Aleph Tinyana Reish Yod Aleph. So no Yehuda says that the din of Nimser LaKasafim is where you give over the mace to the Kasafim, and you're not going to attend the Kruah. The Kruah is taking place at some further out location. The Onin is not traveling with the Chevra Kedisha to the Kfura. At that point, the Hisaskus of the Onin stops, and then the Onin will be Mutter Vasar Yayin / Mechuyav or Mutter to perform Mitzvos and recite Brachos. But if the Onin are going to the Kfura, they're just giving the Chevra Kedisha the mace, so the Chevra Kedisha can be metapel with whatever the Chevra Kedisha does, but they're still going to the Kfura. That's not the din of Nimser LaKasafim, because you still are mishtayich to the process leading up to Kruah, right? It's still not, even if there's no hisaskus per se that you need to be involved in. But anyway, as we discussed, we paskin like the Rishami's reason, not only of Shem Yisam Naso, but also Kvod HaShemes, and it's not Kvod HaShemes to be oseg in mitzvos while the Kruah is still pending and you're going to the Kruah. If it was the case that you give over to the Kasaf and give over to the Chevra Kedisha, you're not going to go to the Kruah. The Kruah is in some other remote location, and your ask is totally end. So that's the din of Nimser LaKasafim. Short of that, the restrictions of Aninos still should be in place. So for that reason, Piskei Tshuva says that the Chachmas Adam got overly worked up in his criticism of Minhag Olam. Because if you assume like the Nod Bihuda, then in the standard situation where you're going together with the maize to the Kfura, even if you gave it over to the Chevra Kedisha, that's not the din of Nimser LaKasafim. Nimser LaKasafim is only relevant if the Onanim are not going to accompany the maize to the Kfura. Gabe.
So, we're just saying that when the Gemara says, when the Yushami speaks on Nimser LaKasafim, that's only discussing when they themselves were not going to go to the Kfura?
Correct.
Okay.
That's how the Nod Bihuda understands Nimser LaKasafim. So if that's the case, if Nimser LaKasafim is indeed limited to a scenario where the Onanim are not traveling to Kfura, you have to figure out what's the interplay between the din of Nimser LaKasafim, which is Yushami, and the following halacha that we have in Bavli, which is also quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That's the Gemara in Moed Katan on knocked over to Gittin files, sorry. So that's the Gemara in Moed Katan on Daf Kaf Beis Amud Aleph, where right before the two dots, about a third of the way down, the Gemara has Amar Lahu Rava Libnei Mechuza, Asun Delavas Lisu Basar Arsa. So you, the Bnei Mechuza, that are not following the Aron, Nechi Madrisu Apaychu Mibava Da'avula Aschilu Manu. So when you turn your face away from the gate, the avula, Rashi says, the shar hachitzon of the ear, then you start counting avelus, counting the 7 days of avelus. Says Rashi, de lo azlisa basar arsa, de man de azil basar arsa, lo chayla aleha avelus, ad shenista magolel, that the person that's going with the mita to the kura avails the lichal b'stimas hagolel at the kura. But if you're not going to go, this is talking about traveling from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael for Kfura. So then, and you're going back home. So in general, Avelus starts Bistimas Agola. Here, the case was that they're bringing the Aaron from Bavel to Binikman Eretz Yisrael, which is going to take a few days. But the Avelim, the Onanim that are in Bavel that aren't going to Eretz Yisrael, when they turn their backs to the Aaron and go back home, they start counting Avelus at that point, even well before the Kfur. And this is quoted in Shin Ayin Hei Sif Beis. Shin Ayin Hei Sif Beis. Misha Darkan L'shloach Hamesim Dina Cheres L'kavro. V'einam Yodim Asayi Kaber. V'eis Chiyachsu Pneim Ilulavos Maskila Limnos Shivu Shloshim U'maskilen Lis Abel. So leaving aside the next in of Gadol Abayis, which you're not talking about now, but if there's no Gadol Abayis, so those people that are going home and not accompanying the mace to the Kfura start counting Avelus right away. Those that do accompany the mace to the Kfura start counting Avelus after the Kfura. So what exactly is the gather of this din of Hachzoras Panim? So that's the machlokas we've shown him. The Bahag that the Ramban quotes, the Ramban is page Kuf Samach Beis onto Kuf Samach Gimel in the Masada of Kukis the Ramban. So the Bahag understood that the Maisa Shahaya in the Gemara is where they're sending the mace from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, but that's Lab Dafta. That this din of Achzoras Panim applies even if the crew is going to be local, even if the crew is in the same city, if there are Onanim to be Avelim that are not accompanying the mace to the Kfura, then when they go home, they're no longer Onanim and they begin Avelus right away. That's what the Ramban quotes in the Bahag. And the Ramban argues and thinks that no, there's a distinction that the Maisa Shahai of the Gemara is Dafka in the sense that this din only applies where the Kfura is taking place at a further location. But if the Kfura is going to be done locally, then the Onanim only begin Avelus when they find out that the Kfura took place. Okay, so according to the Bahag, it doesn't make a difference where the Kfura takes place. According to the Ramban, it does. This then only applies that the Kfura is taking place at a far location. What's that machlokas? So the Bahag explains that according to the Bahag, whenever you're machzir panim, whenever you turn your face away to the mace and don't accompany it to the Kfura, so then that's already a indication of yeyush. Yeyush, by the Shulchan explains, means hesach adas, that you're masiach das from any connection to the tzarchei hakfura. And according to the Ramban, we only are misyachis to such a hesach adas if it's not shayach that you'll find out when the Kfura was in almost real time. Meaning, if they're going to the local base of Kfaros, and you're not going along for whatever reason, so the whole entourage will go to the base of Kfaros, then they'll come back to the house, and then you'll know as soon as they get back that the Kfura took place. But if the Kfura is taking place far away in Eretz Yisrael, and you're in Bavel, you're not going to know in real time when the Kfura took place, and that's where it's shayach to have this kind of a hesach adas, which would trigger an immediate beginning to Avelus. So how critical within the Ramban that the Salach is relevant only if it's far away and not if it's nearby. So how critical is the Yediyah of when the Kfura takes place in being Koveya, the application of the Salacha? So the way the Ramban says it is that you need to know if you're going to be able to know right away that the Kfura took place, this halacha doesn't apply. Lashon HaRambam is even more direct. Perek Aleph, halacha hei. Misha Darka and Lishloa Khamesim Dina Kharasakovro, the Enam Yode Masayi Kaber, and they don't know when the Kruva will take place, then as soon as there's Hasaras Panim, they start counting Shiva and Shloshim. And that's the Lashon that we saw going backwards in the Mechaber. Enam Yode Masayi Kaber, that's basically Lashon Haramba. So Lahalacha, how Dafka is that? So in the Bach, sounds like the Bach understood that's pretty dafka. And that's what basically distinguishes the Bahag from the Ramban. That's critical to the Nekudas HaMachlokes. In which case, one could argue that if everything is Yediyah oriented, so maybe you would say that even if it's Makom Karov, but with modern communication, and you can know immediately when the Kruva took place, so maybe according to the Ramban, there never would be a din of Hachzaras Panim, because we always know when the Kruva is going to take place. What would the Svara be for that position, that the critical Nekuda is if you know when the Kruva is going to take place? So the Baal Shulchan suggests, Sifkat Nin Yud Aleph and Siyunim Kaf Ches, that maybe Chazal didn't think it appropriate to be Koveya, the beginning of Avelus, unless there's a firm trigger of when the Kruva takes place. Meaning, generally speaking, Avelus begins with Stima Sagola. So then you know when Stima Sagol is, and you begin Avela. If you're not going to know when Stima Sagol is, so you need some other trigger to begin the Avela's process, and that's the trigger of Hachzaras Panim. That's what it sounds like a little bit Neshach in Sifkat and Aleph, the Medina Acheres, Mash Medavka Kishisholcha Masol Le'ir Acheres, Aval Kovrim Bebeis HaKvar Samach Le'ir Achozer Mishari Ir, so the Shach Lalacha has this distinction of the Ramban, which is pretty mavur in the Mechaber anyway, who quotes Lashon Haramba. However, and then if you take that at face value, one could argue that if you're going to have a firm idea when the Kruva takes place, because someone will call you, or maybe there's a Zoom hookup, so then Avelus would only begin after Kruva. However, Aruch HaShulchan understands that the idea of when the Kruva takes place is to some extent Lav Dafka. The Ramban and the Rambam notwithstanding, he writes in Simen Shin Ayin Hey that if the idea of the Zman of Kruva was critical, so why are we distinguishing Bechlal between this city and another city? Liflog Velisni Bidida, in the same city between when you know the Zman of Kruva and you don't know the Zman of Kruva. So Orcha the Milsa is that if it's in a faraway city, then you're not going to know the Zman HaKruva. But that's not what's critical. You could have said in the other direction that Orcha de Milsa, what's really critical is if you know the Zman HaKruva or not. And the reason it says this city versus the other city is because Orcha de Milsa Naka, that if it's in the local city, then Misabi knows the Zman HaKruva. If it's in a faraway place, Mistami, you don't know the Zman HaKruva. So Aruch HaShulchan assumes the opposite, that what's critical is this city versus another city, as opposed to Zman HaKruva versus not Zman HaKruva, even though in Svara and as far as Israya, I think you could have said the other direction just as well. We'll see shortly what Ramosha says about this in terms of the shear of Rechuk Makom. Before that, Rav Schechter thinks that essentially, if it's the case that this din of Hachzaras Panim is dependent on I'll say it like this. If we assume, like the Noda Behuda, that the din of the Sarula Kasafim applies only if you are not accompanying the mace to the mace of Kvaros, and any time that you give it up to the Chevra Gadisha and you don't accompany the mace, So if you assume that Noda Behuda, that anytime you give it over to the Chevra Kedisha and you're not accompanying the mace to the mace Akvaros, then Aninus ends. And you assume that the din of Achsaras Panim applies to any situation where you are Machsir Panim All right, let me say it a little bit differently. If the din of Sarula Kasafim means that any time that you're not accompanying the mace to the Pura and you're ready to get up to the Chevra Kedisha, you have no further hisaskos and your aninus ends, then what does the din of Hachzaras Panim add to that? If in essence Hachzaras Panim is a scenario in which you're not accompanying the mace to the krura and you have no further hisaskus and you have a hetzach hadas from any further involvement in sarachei mace, because what does Hachzaras Panim add to Misarula Kasafim? What does Misarula Kasafim add to Hachzaras Panim? You know, there may be some limited situations where you invoke one or not the other, but they seem very similar. So Rav Schechter thought that indeed is the case, that Misarula Kasafim and Hachzaras Panim are essentially different perspectives on the same din. In the Shiurei HaRav, Siman Zayin, the Rav explained that Misarula Kasafim is a aninus-oriented halacha, but the fact that aninus is over doesn't in and of itself trigger the beginning of avelus. So Misarula Kasafim is presented in the context of the restrictions of aninus, specifically Basar V'Yayin. Misha Misarula Kasafim, then the owner is Mutter Basar V'Yayin. And by extension, as the Chachmas Adam says, it would be Mutter B'Mitzvos Uber Brachos. But that's a Aninus halacha, that the restrictions of aninus end. But sometimes you may have situations where you have aninus b'seirukin. You could have a temporary suspension of nihugi aninus, but it doesn't mean that avelus begins. So, mashal, on Shabbos, there the restrictions of aninus are suspended, but they're going to begin again after Shabbos. Or we discussed yesterday, maybe they're suspended even a few minutes before Shabbos. Or there may be situations, talk about a little bit later, where even during the week you could have aninus suspended where there's no way in the world that you could have hisaskus. And then when circumstances change, the aninus could be resuscitated. So the fact that aninus ends doesn't necessarily trigger the beginning of avelus. So it could be the din of mesirah lekasafim means at that point aninus is terminated, but avelus begins with a different trigger. That's the trigger of stimas hagolel, and sometimes the trigger could be hafzaras panim. So that's what the Rav explained, that Hafzaras Panim is a firm end to the Hisaskus, such that Avelus can now begin, which is a stand-in for Stimas Kolel. And even though in most situations it may end up that the point of Mesirah Kesafim coincides with the point of Hafzaras Panim, but those are two different triggers for two different halachas. One is an anidos halacha, and one is an avelus halacha. Then the third thing we need to figure out as part of this mix is that machlokas, the Rashi and the Beinu Tam of Neis Bi'er Acheres, or Yesh Misha Yisam Aso. So in a situation where, according to the Rashi, even if Meis Bi'er Acheres, even where there are other people involved in this askus and you have no role to play, aninus is still knowing, not with your Ben Atam. So where does Mesirah Kesafim fit in there? So it's presumably Mesirah Kesafim is a different stage, a firmer backing off of any connection to the mace than simply a situation where Yesh Mishi Yisamaso or the mace is in another city. So there's a Chachmas Adam. Chachmas Adam lost a son at the age of 20. And he wrote a small kuntres, which is printed at the end of the Chachmas Adam, at the end of the volume after Hilchas Avelus, called the Metzavis Moshe, which is dedicated to the memory of his son. It begins with the little hakdam about the milos of his son. He knew all the Chachmas Adam called with Mar Makomos, and he had some haaras on his father's shitas. So the Chachmas Adam son passed away on Purim. So the first few osios in the Metzavis Moshe deal with shilos that came up, or issues that came up during the Kvura, Aninus Kvura Avelus of his son, and then he has a few pieces on other Avelus topics. So in Os Gimel, so he recounts that when his son passed away, he gave over all the Tzarchei Meis to the Chevra Kadisha, and he picked a Kever. And anyway, it was Purim, so it was Aser Behesped. And he says, once he was Moser L'Kasafim, so then he recited brachas. So he said, someone asked him, why is that appropriate? Don't we paskin like the Rush that even if Yesh Mish Yisam Aso, even if other people are being osek b'tzarchei ames, still it's not kvod l'shem ames to be osek in mitzvos and recite brachas. So the Chachmas on the right said, he responded, the Rush also agrees to the din of nimsar l'kasafim, the Rush quotes this halacha. So it must be that there were two different gedarim. That if the tzarchei akvura are mutal on the family in general, even if other people are taking care of it, but so long as the akvura hasn't yet taken place, we're worried shema yisatzel b'kvuraso. And then, according to the Rush, the restrictions of Anina still apply. But if you're giving it to the professionals, you're giving it to the Chevra Kadisha, So we're not worried that the professionals are going to slack off. They're definitely going to do everything that's required of them. And then there's no longer any chashash of his aslus. And therefore, an onin would be much in those circumstances with the mitzvos and chiyuv. Mitzvos and brachos. Badi Shulchan has a different suggestion. Badi Shulchan Be'urim, page Kuf, to explain the difference between the Sarula Kasafim and the Shita Sarash, that he quotes in Levush that the Kvod HaShalmeis of the Yerushalmi, the Kvod HaShalmeis that pushes the Rush to say, even if Yesh Mishi Yisam Aso, the restrictions of Anina still apply, that's because not everyone knows that other people are being Osek B'tzarchi HaMeis. And if they see this Onein carrying about his regular business, then it's going to be a G'nai to the Meis. If he is being Osek HaMitzvah, it's like normal. So people are not going to realize that the Meis is Tzarchim being taken care of. They'll think that this son or this Karov, who's not being knowing the Yudanidus, isn't taking proper care of the Tzarchim Meis. That's going to be a G'nai for the Meis. But Misarula Kasafim, that's not a concern, because everyone knows if you live in a society where the Chevra Kedisha takes care of things, everyone knows the other Chevra Kedisha is in charge, and no one's going to think, because they see this Onin being Osek HaMitzvos, that it demonstrates any dereliction of responsibility. The Badi Shulchan suggests, based on that, maybe we could better understand the comment of the Agos Maimonides B'Shem Ravia. Beis Yosef quotes it. It's in Agos Maimonides Perek Dalid Os Vav. The Ravia there is quoted as saying, "Misap Galan, iholechu imameis desfina obagala, idami lenimsa lekasafim o lo." So if the onein, the karav, is accompanying the mace on a boat, on a wagon, is that the halachic equivalent of nimsar lekasafim? So the Baal HaShulchan says, maybe based on this Levush, the reason that you would be noeg avelus, even though you're traveling b'sfina b'agala, and there isn't anything you can do while you're traveling, but not everyone is going to know that that's the case. Not everyone's going to know. If they see you on the agala, they're not going to realize. They see you on the boat, they're not going to realize that there's nothing for you to do. So maybe that's still going to be a G'nai Lames. So again, Chacham Saladim says that the difference between Mesaula Kasafim and the Shita Sarash B'yesh Mishi Yisam Aso is that even B'yesh Mishi Yisam Aso, it's possible that someone's going to be Misatzel, and therefore every Onan has a responsibility to focus and not do mitzvahs, because maybe they're going to have to step in if someone slacks off. As opposed to whether it's a Chevra Kedisha, we're not worried that the Chevra Kedisha is going to slack off. Or the Baal HaShulchan's suggestion, based on Levush, that even Yesh Mishi Yisam Aso, it's not Kvod HaShemes, because people will see that you're not being Osek and it's G'nai in the Mace. But if there's a Chevra Kedisha, that's the norm, then no one's going to have cast dispersions on your allegiance and respect for the Mace. So to summarize so far, the interplay between Misarula Kasafim and Haksaras Panim and Meis B'Yerach Eres / the Shita Sarash sounds like Misarula Kasafim maybe an Aninus Halacha, that at that point the Nihu Aninus are in essence suspended. That doesn't necessarily mean that Avelus kicks in. The trigger for Avelus is Nistama Golel. And where there's no Stima Sagola, because you're not going to the basic virus, you won't know when the Kura takes place. So then the trigger is Haksaras Panim, which demonstrates that there's no longer any connection or it's Askus and there's a full Esa Kadas. And the Din of the Rush, even if Yesh Mishi Samaso, is a situation where there's no Chevra Kedisha, and they're worried, Shemis Aso, it's not Kvod HaShemes, to be distracted by performing mitzvos and the like. Okay. So there's a well-known machlokas between the Netziv and the settler of Shapira about the following scenario. Maze b'malkam rachok. You're in New York. There's a maze in Eretz Yisrael. You are not traveling to Eretz Yisrael for the Kruura. At what point does Avelus begin? So the Netziv writes in Yagev.
Okay, this has a question on something from Foya.
Yeah.
On the din of being on a boat, that's like Nimzah Lekasafim because since you can't do anything while you're on the boat.
That seems to be the side that it's like Nimzah Lekasafim. Yeah, we'll talk about airplanes a little bit later, but the Rav Yehuda didn't have an airplane, so he was asking about a boat.
Okay.
Fine. So the Netziv discusses this in Meshiv Davar Chelik Beis Simen Ayin Beis. Meshiv Davar Chelik Beis Simen Ayin Beis. Let me pull this up on the screen. We'll read a little bit together. So the Netziv writes, Nira barer dzad din eino ela b'misha mesa muta lefanav v'hu misasik ima. The din of misawil kasafim applies where there was an initial askus. The as kishem misawil nifter hu mimenu benoga vela. So originally Aninus was knowing there was his askus, and then you give it over to the chaver gadisha. Masha enke misha hu biyera cheres below misasik ima. But if you're in a different city, you never had any hisaskus to begin with. So then avelus is only knowing the shas kfura. What's the raya? The quote din in Shulchan Aruch Shin Ayin Hey Sifav Misho di uhu shetzlava goyim krova biracheres. Someone is informed that his relative was crucified in another city. The Naga Velus Miyad, and he started being Naga Velus right away. And then they were able to peek over him. Chozer Ramona Mishikaver, he starts Avelus again from the Kfur. Hooray. Afagav She'en Bedaito Lelech Loseir Bikfuraso, Mikom Akam Ein Olav Chiyav Avelus Ad Sheikaver. In that situation, the din is that the kvura takes place, the avelus begins at the kvura. You're not going to the other city. And even if you started being knowing avelus beforehand, you have to start the clock again after the kvura takes place. Below od, elishiesha love, din onain, lesser love baser v'yayin, ad sheyishma shenikbar. So avelus doesn't start until the kvura. And Aninus is Nogay until the Kfura. And he says, Mvuar by Rabinatam. Rabinatam heard Mesa Chosa Makam Rachok. He was Ochabasa Vishosi Ayin because there was a bow. Eina Mutelus Alav. The Rush disagrees. And the Rosh says, no, then the Huganinus are knowing, even if there's no Asaskus, and we assume like the Rosh. And irrespective of that machlokas, he thinks everyone would agree, and that machlokas had been in time of the Rosh, everyone would still agree that Aninus, that Avelus only begins after the Kfura. Even if Aninus, regardless of whether Aninus is knowing, in that case of Meis B'Aracharis, everyone should agree that Avelus only begins La'achar Kfura. So according to the Netziv, the whole din of Misurul Kasafim is only B'Misurul Kasafim. There was an initial baseline where Aninus is knowing. So then the Aninus is suspended once Mesiru looks off him. But if there's never any his askus at all, so there's no trigger Mesiru looks off him, So then Avelus is only Noe after Kvura. So the Dibre Sofami quotes this was the position of Meir Arik. Rav Schechter says that before the war, the consensus of the post was like the Netziv. And Rav Sternbach writes in his Kuntos Avelus, Chelek Dalit, page Shinvav, that was the position of Rav Chiel Michal Tukhachinsky. But as Rav Schechter says it after the war, so then the tide turned in favor of the Netziv son-in-law, Rabbi Fal Shapira, who writes, this is printed in the Stechemed, Chelek Hei Pa'as HaSada Avela Simen Yudalit, Chelek Hei Avela Simen Yudalit, the Stechemed, beginning with page 205. So Rabbi Fal Shapira writes over there that if you receive a telegram from another city that a relative passed away in the remote city, and you're not going to travel for the Kvura, so then Avelus is Noe right away. And that's the din of Asaras Panim. Just like if you're accompanying the mace to a certain point and then you don't go to the Kvura, you're Maxir Panim, which indicates a Hesach Hadas, you're no longer involved. So when you get the telegram and you're not going to the Kvura, you have no involvement. Kvura is another city, you're not going. That's essentially Havsaras Panim. What about the Netziv's Raya from the din of Misha Tzlova Krova? Don't you see from that halacha that the trigger for Avelus, even B'meis B'Racheres, and you're not going, is the Kvura? So the difference is, says the Rafal Shapira, that's a case where lo nita na meis kvur yet at all, meaning the person was crucified, he was killed, and they're not releasing his body yet for kvura. So in that case, if it's lo nisyash milakavro, you're still holding out hope that they're going to release the body, so then Velus is definitely not is not knowing. But that's the reason that Avelus wasn't knowing. If it was a regular situation of someone dies peacefully in another country, and you're not going to the Kvura, so then Rafael Shapira thought Avelus begins right away. That's the din of Achsar Respondent. If that's the case, then what about Rabbeinu Tam? Why did Rabbeinu Tam have to say that the reason he wasn't knowing Aninos for sister was because Baila Be'ir and the Baal was B'metapel? Even if the Baal wasn't B'metapel, if he's not going to the Kvura, that is the din of Achsaras Panim, and Avelus should be knowing right away. There shouldn't be any Aninos. So he thinks maybe Rabbeinu Tam, that might have been a time the Baal had a din of Gadol Abayis. So then Rabbeinu Tam really should have followed the Avelus calendar of his brother-in-law, who was a Gadol Abayis, if not for his cheshbon that Meis B'Racheres, there's no din of Aninus. Or he says, the way the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Tami the Rabbeinu Yonah quotes the Meis Rabbeinu Tam, was that Rabbeinu Tam was going to be at the Kvura. There were two stages. Originally, his sister passed away in another city. He had no hisaskas involvement at that point, so the restrictions of Aninus don't apply. But then they were bringing his sister to Kvura, but Malka Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was going to go to Levaya. That was a case where initially Aninus didn't apply, but Avelus doesn't start yet because he is going to be going to the Kvura. And maybe that's why Rabbeinu Tam only presented his position in the context of someone else being metapel and Baila Be'ir. But fundamentally, Rafael Shapira said, if the Nisa is another country, the Kvura is going to be there, you're not going to the Kvura, that's the din of Tzaras Panim. And the Avelus, there's no Aninos, the Avelus begins right away. And Rafael Shapira writes that when the Netziv passed away, in Warsaw, and Rafael Shapira and his wife, the Netziv's daughter, were elsewhere. They weren't going to the Kvura. So Rav Elazar Shapira told his wife that she should follow his psak and not her father's psak and be noga velus right away, since they weren't going to the kfura.
I got a question.
Yeah.
He's saying that when you see the telegram, that's the din of Maser Luksafim, or that's the din
of... No, that's the din of Asar Espanim. The Nesiv was coming from the Maser Luksafim angle, that Maser Luksafim is only where you're Osek, and now you give it over. And Rafael Shapiro is saying he's coming from the Asar Espanim angle, that here you have a trigger of Asar Espanim. It doesn't make a difference if you were with the mace and now you're b'machzer panim, or you're never with the mace, because in essence, if you're never with the mace, and now you hear that there's a p'tira, you're not going to Levaya, it's another city, you have no saskas, that's essentially achzer panim, which will trigger the onset of avelus.
And then in Mimeo, there's no aninus either.
Correct.
So based on what we said before, that like there was really two separate things. One was starting avelus, and one was b'misayim aninus. Wouldn't you need both of them?
So the Nesiv seems to assume that they go hand in hand. I mean, he doesn't talk about Osar Espanim with that context, but he assumes that at least for these purposes, you would need the trigger of Nesiv Luksafim in order to begin a Velus also. And that only exists where there was this Askus that's suspended. But otherwise, we default that Velus only begins after Kura, and it's not the din of Aksaras Panim. I guess he also assumes that Aksaras Panim as well is only where there was his Askus, and then your Maxi Panim. There are two chuvas in Igras Moshe that we should note. The first one is Chelik Aleph Simin Reish Nun Gimel. Chelik Aleph Reish Nun Gimel, Yerodea. Meis Krovam B'medina Rechoka Tuva. Some of the Krovam are traveling. Some of them are staying home. When does a Vela start? Heshafti L'niyastayti Maschilin Eva Shibakalas Abel Miyad Kevin Shela Yisu L'sham. That those who are staying behind begin their Avelas right away. Masha, the din of Asaras Panim that we saw in Shin Ayin Hey, Eino Mishun Divi Din Sapek Bavelus Lakula Nidon Kikfar Nikbar. So don't tell me that pshat is that if you're not going to the Levaya, you don't know when the Kfur begins. So maybe the Kfur is beginning now. Sapek Bavelus Lakula. So you have the right to assume that the Avelus begins now, that the Kfur took place now, and the Avelus begins now. So that can't be pshat. Because you know, if you're traveling from America, you know the coup is not taking place in the next 13 hours. And yet, the din of Asar Espanim is that you start a veil right away. Alitzar Lomar, to who Lashir, Lahashiv Malcolm Rachel. So he says, no, the din of Asaras Panim is, it'll be relevant where you're going to a Malkam Rachok. That's the din takes place. But it's not a function of if you know or when you know the coup is going to take place. So in that case, there's a Thoris Panim which demonstrates a completion of any Asaskos, and no possibility of Asaskos, and then the Avail is going to take place or begin right away. Then there's another Tshuva, Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Ayin. Midvar Amesim Shem Alichon Osam Lari Tisrael Vabban and Nisharm Bebesam. And don't be medayik for the lashon of a chaber. It sounds like if they do know when it'll be buried, then the Avelis only begins after the Kvura. So that's the case, as he said earlier. So what is that seer that you're knowing Avelis Baksaras Banim? You never have a case where the Kvura is going to take place that second. El Mukhrach and Lomar, the Eina Mishim Shal Kvura Hu Li Kuva. Ella de Kishu Malkam Karov. Do some of the ear, she after laid them aside, Nikbar, died them a lot, Kumunach Lefdam, Domi Glush and Urban. So the distinction between Malcolm Kar, Malcolm Racho, and Yadir, no Yadir, when the Kur is going to take place, is a function of your Hesach Hadas on this Asek. If the Kur is taking place locally, so even if you're Machzir Panim, and even if you're not actually traveling to the Basic Varas, but on some level, it's still in your mindset, it's still in your consciousness, and that's not a firm break of hisaskus. If it's Malkam Rochok, then there is, but it's not a function, says R' Moshe, of when the Kvura is going to take place per se. Rav Schechter quotes, is printed in Nefesh Harav, page Reish Nun Aleph, from Moshe Soloveitchik, that when we say Alocha Kedivri Amekel V'Avel, you can say that even Betarte Desasri. So you can say that Alocha Kedivri Amekel V'Avel will tell you that you can assume like the Netziv for the later starting of Avelis, and you can assume like Rafael Shapira for the earlier ending of Avelis. So if there's a 2-day gap between the Ptira and the Kvura, and you're not going to the Kvura and you're in another country, so you can begin your Avelis at the point of the Kvura and end your Avelis 7 days from the Ptira. As we say, Alach of Dibri Mekel Ba'avel, even Betarte Desasri. And Rav Schechter quotes, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik practiced this Lemaisa when his mother passed away. So Rav Schechter just points out that's very difficult to paskin like because that's a Milsa de Tmiya Ad Ma'od. Rabbi Tzarfati pointed out, and Rabbi Konigsberg has this in his notes on Masechet Yevamos as well, that there seems to be a raya to this from Tosas in Yevamos, Lamed Vav Amed Beis, Dibra Maskel Ha. Tosas there, Lamed Vav Amed Beis in Yevamos, quotes Bryce Masechet Smachos that says, Hasvekos Onanim Umis Abu Malayim, that there's Aninus and Avelus for Sveikos. What does that mean? So it's not talking about a Safek Nefel, it's talking about Safek Ben Tesla Rishon or Ben Zion Achra. Now we don't know who the father is. So you have this kid that passes away. He was Safek Ben Tesla Rishon, Safek Ben Zion Achra, and his mother didn't practice Havchana between her first husband and her second husband. So maybe you should say Safek Avelis Lakula, and no one should be Misabel. So Tosa says, what's the reason that Sveikos Onanim and Misabel Malayim, that there is Avelis and Aninus for Safi Ben Zayin Ben Tesla Rishon, Safi Ben Zayin Achron? So Tosa writes, the Gnai Hadavar Shelo Yisablu Lo Zeh Belo Zeh. It's Gnai that this kid died. So no one's going to be misabel on him just because of this technical doubt as to whether he's a Ben Tesla Rishon or Ben Zion Achron. So Gnai that no one should be knowing of it. So if it's the case that we say, why didn't Tosa say that? Tosa should have said that. No, the din is, if If it's the case that we say suffek, if it's the case that we don't say suffek der avela sekula b'makom tarte desasre, then Tosa should have said that halacha k'divrei Meikel b'Avel isn't relevant. Tosa is bothered there. Why do we say, in essence, halacha k'divrei Meikel b'Avel? So Tosa answers, G'naya dover sh'leis ablu lozeh v'lozeh me'archa shavad ekar lech. And if it's the case that we don't say safek avel sekula b'makam tar de sasre, so then Tosa had nothing to be bothered about. There's no, obviously, someone has to be misabel, because you can't just say suffik avil sukul malkam tar desasre. The fact that Tosis is bothered by this and has to come on to Gnaya Dover sounds like Tosis is assuming, like Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that in theory you would say Allah could never make up avil even by a tarte desasre. Okay. Again, so Rav Schechter says that the consensus of the poskim in the post-war era is like a Rafael Shapira, that in a situation where you get a telegram, Meslo Meis, Bira Cheres, and you're not going to the Kfura, so that's considered Asaras Panim, and there's no Aninus, the Avelis Iskal right away. Rabbi Karpkos from Rav Yashiv, Mishmar Smach is beginning on page Reish Samich Vav, that not over tart disasteries, but halacha k'divrei Meikel b'Avel. So since halacha k'divrei Meikel b'Avel, then we should pass the like or fall Shapira. So it's halacha k'divrei Meikel b'Avel in the sense that there's going to be less avelas in the big picture. Meaning we're not saying halacha k'divrei Meikel b'Avel in both directions, b'makom tart disasteri. You still have to have 7 days of Shiva, but you're cutting off aninus. So you're saying, if we do some like the Nitziv, so then you could potentially have 2 days of aninus with the restrictions of Avelis, and then another 7 days of regular Avelis. If it's like Rafael Shapira, so Avelis starts right away. There are no Nihugi Avelis during aninus. So he says, that's halacha k'divrei Meikel b'Avel. You know, maybe you could have argued, if you say aninus l'chud, Avelis l'chud, that even applies to the Nihugi Avelis during aninus. But apparently saying that the way, that halacha k'divrei Meikel b'Avel tells you, pasul like Rafael Shapira. That's stam b'chlal, a discussion, which we probably won't have time to get to directly, but whether halacha k'divrei Meikel b'Avel, on what level do we say that? Do you say that in every machlokas haposkim? Do you say that only within Tanoim? Do you say that only within, through the Rishonim? That's not clear. But Rabbi Karp, question of Yashiv, halacha k'divrei Meikel b'Avel would tell you to pasul like Rafael Shapira, but if you didn't do so, if you started counting avelos right away, like the Nitziv, so then you can be somich on that and finish the minyan of avelos based on the earlier start time of the Nitziv. Rabbi Willer just points out that it could be the scope of the machlokas between the Nitziv and Rafael Shapira is more limited nowadays, bechlal, that nowadays, where there's a much greater possibility of hisaskus remotely, even if you're not going to the Kfura, but you may still have a role to play in hisaskus with the arrangements over the phone. So maybe even the Nitziv would agree that if you are going to be osek in some capacity with Sarchei Ames, so then once that hisaskus stops, maybe the aninus would be complete. Because according to the Nitziv, the reason that there's no dinim asirul kasafim, the reason that the avelus only begins after the kura, is because there is no initial aninus that would be broken or stopped by asirul kasafim. But if there was some isaskus, if you're involved somehow remotely by phone communication, making arrangements, and maybe even the Nitziv would agree that you started with an aninus, and then you could end that aninus at the point that the possibility of his askus ends, or you're at the point that your askus ends. And the idach isa, it could be that Rabbi Fal Shapir would agree that if you are going to be oseg b'tzarchei emes remotely, telephone in some involvement, then maybe even Rabbi Fal Shapir would agree that avelus doesn't begin right away, and there's still anina so long as you're oseg b'tzarchei emes remotely. So it could be that the window of machlokas nowadays, where there's much more of the possibility of remote askus, may be much more limited. Okay. So we saw the comment of the Ravia and the Agos Maimonides, who is in the Sopuk, what is the Anino state of an Onen who's accompanying a mace on a wagon or on a boat? Ravavadi assumes, page Kuf Samachay, that if you're accompanying the mace on a plane, so then there's definitely no aninos, because it's not shayach his askus. If you're on a boat or on a wagon, so there may be something that triggers your involvement in some his askus with the mace, that you have to make sure that the mace is secure. There may be some involvement with tzarchei mace, even if you're traveling on a wagon or on a boat. But on a plane, the mace is in the cargo hold, and you're sitting on the plane. So there's no possibility in the world that there could be any askus. And therefore, Vivadya thinks that the aninus is suspended while you are on the plane. Now, maybe nowadays, if there's a possibility of communicating while you're on the plane, which didn't exist when Rav Avadya wrote what he wrote, so maybe then Hadra Dina to the previous state. But if the situation is such that there's no mitzias in which you could have any askus, Rav Avadya thought there's no aninus during that time. And that's Ke'ein, what the Rama writes in Sif Gimel, back to Shemim Aleph Sif Gimel. Magam Shinosin Ameis Mir Le'ir, Im Makam Karav Hu Avigilu Mutar Lefanav, Im Hu Makam Rachagam Mahalish Neyamim Mutar Achivo Le'ir Furaso. So there you have a model of suspended Avelus while traveling, where there's no possibility of his askus while you're on the road. Again, it could be that Rav Avadya nowadays, where it's easier to have his askus even on a plane, maybe would have reevaluated that position. But that's like what Rav Avadya said we quoted last time with the mincha on Erev Shabbos, that if there's no possibility of his askus at all, 10 minutes before Shabbos, you can daven mincha as an onein, even though technically speaking, it's not yet Shabbos. And most folks can disagree, and most folks can assume that even 10 minutes before Shabbos, it's not yet Shabbos, aninus isn't chal. It's not exactly the same, but they may be related situations where there's, on a temporary basis, no possibility of askus, where the aninus could be suspended, and then be chozer v'neir when the possibility of askus resumes. In the Emes Yaakov and Shulchan Aruch, on Orachayim Ayin Aleph, a quote from Yaakov Kamenetsky, that no, even if you're on a plane, you're still tarud. There may be people that are misyais with you. Or Rabbi Karp says, the fact that you're on the plane itself is a form of hisaskus, even if you're not doing anything. So maybe for that reason, Dine Aninus should be knowing. Rav Yashiv, Siyuna Yalach, is quoted the same way as well, that there is a din of Aninus on a plane, and Rabbi Simcha Ben Mekon quotes after the Shevet Levi. So it sounds like the consensus of Poskim is if you're accompanying the mace on a plane, sounds like the consensus of Poskim is against Rav Avadya. And again, maybe even Rav Avadya would have reconsidered 10 years later or 15 years later from when he wrote what he wrote.
I got a cool question.
Yep.
We saw in Seder that there's also the discussion of actually like in jail. So since you're in jail, you can't really do anything.
Means the Onei is in jail?
I think if I... Yeah, also... Yeah, if the Onei... Yeah, if the Onei is in jail, right. So wouldn't the plane be like kind of similar to that? I mean, if you're in a situation where it's impossible to do anything, so then what would be the difference between like being in jail and being on a plane?
Well, two reasons that they're different. First of all, if the Onei's in jail, so that would be analogous to Neis Bi'erach Eres, where you're not traveling and there's no Asaskus, and that would be the same Machlokas, or Fol Shapir and the Netziv, when does the Velos begin? Number two, the argument by a plane, the reason that you are Aninus would be knowing is because on some level there is his ask us that you're traveling with a mace, you may use other people on the plane, maybe you're writing the Hesped or thinking about the Kfura. So in that particular situation, there may be Sarche and mace that are at play even if you're on a plane and you can't access the mace.
But there's no fundamental machol, because everybody agrees if, like, in Luyitzur, you could have a situation where there's no asaskus, so then in Hanami, there would be a break in the onions.
So everyone agrees that on Shabbos, there's no aninus aside from a veil for hesed, right? So that's the extreme model of a suspended aninus. So in theory, everyone should agree that there's a model of suspended aninus, but in practice, short of Shabbos, it could be that that it's hard to find that seer of suspended aninus. Okay, so that's pretty much what we have to say about aninus. The next year, Mirz Hashem Bli Neder will be a week from Thursday, and the Bechina on the last Bechina on Hilchas Nida, which should be on Chatzitza, Tfila, Harchalkos, and Vestos, will Bli Neder be available on Wednesday next week. Does anyone anticipate wanting to take it earlier than Wednesday?